Israel releases Fatah terrorist and drug smuggler back to Syria. By Deborah Danan on April 28, 2019. Tel Aviv, Israel on Sunday released two Syrian prisoners, a Fatah terrorist and a drug smuggler, to Damascus in a Russian-mediated goodwill gesture following the return of an Israeli soldier's remains earlier this month. Hamis Ahmad, a Fatah activist from the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, was sentenced to 18 years in prison for attempting to infiltrate Israel armed with a hunting rifle and ammunition in an operation to abduct IDF soldiers. Zidane Twail, of the Syrian village of Qadir, has been jailed since 2008 for smuggling 13.5 kilograms of heroin and 1 kilogram of cocaine into Israel. He was set to be freed in July. According to the Haaretz newspaper, Twail claimed during his trial that he was wanted by the Assad regime because of a false belief that he had collaborated with Israel. According to reports, both prisoners asked not to be returned to Syria. Earlier this month, Russian President Vladimir Putin confirmed that the Russian army, aided by Syria, had recovered the body of Sergeant First Class Zachary Belmil, an Israeli soldier who went missing in action along with five other Israeli soldiers during the First Lebanon War's bloody Sultan Yaqub battle against the Syrian army in 1982. Syria has denied claims that it helped Russia. On Friday, Russia's special envoy to Syria Alexander Lavrentyev said that Israel had agreed to release Syrian nationals serving time in Israeli jails as a goodwill gesture. In Russia, we are very sensitive to the search for missing and dead people, even from World War II, Alexander Lavrentyev said in an interview with Russia's RT broadcaster in Arabic. For this reason, when the decision to transfer the body was made, we thanked the Syrian side for their understanding, he said. But this action was not unilateral. Israel made a decision, which it will have to carry out later, to release some of the Syrian citizens who are in Israeli jails. The retrieval of Belmil's body paid off for Syria in the end, Lavrentyev said, adding that Russia would never act in a way that contradicts Syria's interests. Israel confirmed the release on Saturday. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit approved Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's request to release the two Syrian prisoners, Hebrew media reported, paving the way for President Reuven Rivlin to sign a presidential pardon necessary for their release.